Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel, Sanhedrin 33a, pagination is 65. Starting from the second line of the page, Dine Mamonos Machzirin, the Mishnah had told us that when it comes to financial matters, if a mistake is discovered, they could reopen the case. Vira Minhu asks the Gemara, I have a question. Donas Adin, if a person judged a case, Zika Esachayev, he already decided to find innocent a person who really was obligated, Chiyev Esazakai, or he obligated the person who was innocent, Timei Esatahar, he said something is Tamei, impure, and really it's Tahar, Tiher Esatamei, he said it's good, and really it's not good, Masha Asa Asui, what he did is binding. We're stuck with his ruling. People act upon it. V'yishalem mibeso, and he has to pay up on his own. And that indicates that you can't reopen the case and undo it. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explained, Lokasha, it shouldn't bother you. It's talking about two different types of people. Kan b'mumcha, one case is the case of an expert. And in that case, you could reopen the case because, as Rashi says it, it'll be respected and it'll be clear to them that he made a mistake and he's correcting it. Kan b'she'eino mumcha, but a person who's not an expert, they'll wonder about him. The first time you're telling me is not good. Maybe the first time really was the good one and the second one is not the good one. How do I know what to follow? And the case of our Mishnah of Machzirin, you reopen the case, is a case of an expert who, in this isolated example, made a mistake and he can go ahead and correct it if it's still correctable, of course. Sometimes things were acted upon already. The person who was found innocent and is really guilty left town. There may not be anything for us to do. The item that was declared no good and is really good might have already been fed to the dogs. We're stuck. But the concept, by a mumcha, is that he's not liable on his own. Instead, he has the right to reopen the case and correct it. Now, in a case where he cannot reopen the case because it's a done deal, the guy left town, or the item was already fed to the dogs, we wonder, why wouldn't he be liable personally? Because based on his ruling, he caused damage. And this basic question is addressed by the Sma in Simen Chaf Hei, Se'if Katan Vav, and the Sma says because the person who's paskening is like a grama garmi type of topic. He's causing damage, but he himself did not do the damage. And therefore, in a case where the garmi, the cause, was below miskavein, without intent, which is the case of a mumcha, he's acting as an expert with responsibility, following due process, allowing debate. He's doing everything right. He's thinking it through. That's an eino miskavin. That's damage that was done without intent, and that's why he wasn't liable for causative damage. Let's continue to, in the Gemara. Uve mumcha machzirin. And by a mumcha, you could indeed undo the case. V'aktani, we learned, im haya mumcha lebezdin potu milashali. If he's a mumcha, then he's absolved of paying. If you're going to tell me he's absolved of paying, apparently it's a case where we needed to tap into him. We wanted to tap into him for payment. It's a case where we weren't able to retrieve and reopen the case. Rav Nachman said, "Kan sheyesh gadol himenu bechachma uveminyan, if there's someone greater than him in town, that person can reopen the case. Kan she'en gadol emenu b'chachma v'minyan. But if there's no one greater than him in town, the region does not have a superior judge, so then we're stuck and we can't reopen the case, Rav Nachman says, and that would be the case of Potam Elishalim absolved of paying. Rav Shesha Soma, Rav Shesha says, Kanshata b'dvar Mishnah, Kanshata b'shikol adas. It depends what the mistake was. If it's a mistake in something very basic, it's a Mishnah, so that's something that you can reopen the case and reverse, because it's a mistake, it's a blatant mistake. You can't paskin against the Mishnah. But if it's a question of Shikul Hadas, an assessment, the item, the topic is debated, but no clear conclusion has been reached, and this Dayan did an estimation which he now realizes is not the right judgment, that's Eino Chozer. He can't undo it. And therefore, we were discussing, can you retrieve the money from the judge now that he admits that he made a bad judgment? And we're saying, no, you can't retrieve it from him. As we explained from the Sma, it's a grama garmi type of damage, and it was done eno miskavin, and therefore his potter. The Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Rav Asi, indeed, we learned Ta'obid Var Mishnah Choser, if it's a mistake of a Mishnah, you can retrieve it. Ta'obid Shikol Adas Eino Choser, but if it's an estimation type of judgment, you cannot retrieve it, and his original ruling is all that we have. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Afilu Ta'obid Rav Chia v'Rav Oshia, what happens if the mistake was in a Tosefta? Tosefta were teachings that were not codified by Rebbe in the Mishnah, so they don't have that highest level of status, but they were quite reputable. Amalein, he said, yes, that's also considered a mistake that can be reversed, corrected, because it's codified. He said, Afilu bedraf u'Shmuel, what about things that Rav and Shmuel codified? Amalein, that too. Afilu b'didi v'didach, what about our studies? Amalei ato anan katli kaneba agma anan. You think we're ordinary workers? We're also codifiers. And therefore, that's also considered a Devar Mishnah based on which a ruling can be reversed. I'd like to mention the words of the Ramah in Simen Chaf Hei, Seif Aleph, where he discusses the concept of judgments with mistakes or reversing rulings. And this statement of the Ramah is obviously quite far-reaching, because it's not just in cases of mistakes, but the Ramah is talking fundamentally how psak works, how a person can rule on cases that have historic precedent. The Ramah says, "Miu yeshomrim de'im nira ledayin v'levnei doro." If it appears to the judge and to the members of his generation, his colleagues, mikoch rayos mochurachos, based on the way they understand good proofs, she'ein hadin k'mo she'uska beposkin, that the halacha is not as it's being brought in the earlier authorities, yachalachlok alav, they're allowed to argue, me'achar she'ein aniska b'gemara, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. In other words, if it was mentioned in the Gemara, it's a no-go to argue. But if it's not mentioned in the Gemara, and based on Gemara, they have a different approach, different than the Poskim, the more recent authorities, they still have that ability to argue. It obviously is not going to be common. But if there's relative consensus, you could have an emerging view that's different than the previous generation. Mikol makom, nevertheless, ein lahaka b'davar shechmiru bo hachiburim shenispashtu b'rov Yisrael. A person should not be lenient against the written works that have been accepted in the Jewish people. Im lo shekiba merabosav, unless he accepted a ruling specifically from his rabbeim, she'noagin va'osa chumra, that even though a certain stringency is brought, but we don't paskin like that. There could be such a case. And you have that occasionally. The Rama is obviously writing in Shulchan Aruch, but that's the attitude that we have to the Shulchan Aruch. That whatever's written in the Shulchan Aruch, that's a chibur shenispashet b'chol Yisrael, that's accepted in the entire Jewish world. Obviously, Sfardim and Ashkenazim, etc., everybody accepted it. There are occasional rulings that you could reach the conclusion of a section and find out that based on the Shach, the Taz, the more contemporary poskim, Reb Moshe, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Eliyashiv, Reb Avadya Yosef, you come to a conclusion that we might actually not paskin like the way that it's written in the Chibur and the Shpasrit B'chol Yisrael. That could be if a person heard from his Rabbeim that we have a different minig in that topic. But for the most part, we do have allegiance to what was codified, and as our Gemara described it, not just to the Mishnah, but even to the later authorities, the Tosefta, Rav and Shmuel, etc., because they too are codifying and establishing what the custom is and what the ruling should be in the Jewish people. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.